This week on Choice Hacking.
I have so much work I got to do tonight. But am I going to start right now? No. I'm not going to start anytime soon. And that's because I leave the big jobs up to future me. Now, future me is the same person as present me. But a few hours have gone by. Some time has passed. And I already know what you're thinking. But Griffin, you're still the same person. Isn't future you going to want to procrastinate too? Absolutely. But if I can successfully lie to myself, I can push my inevitable panic attack from this afternoon all the way until the middle of the night when they're supposed to happen. Thanks, future me.
That's a TikTok created by user @mycreamcheese talking about something that I'm sure a lot of us can relate to. That feeling that doing something painful and probably good for us now is worse than putting it off until some later date. It's like going to the gym first thing in the morning. You had the best intentions the night before, but when the alarm clock went off at 4:45 in the morning, you found a flimsy excuse to avoid your workout. Because, let's be honest, the only people who like getting up at 4 in the morning are people who lie in their inspirational LinkedIn posts. Why is it so hard to do things that we know are good for us in the long run, but are uncomfortable in the moment? It's down to a behavioral science principle known as hyperbolic discounting. I'm Jennifer Kleinhens, and you're listening to Choice Hacking, a podcast about applying psychology and behavioral science to business marketing, experience design, and more. Join me today as we examine hyperbolic discounting and how you can use it to change customer behavior and grow your business. But before we get started, I want to take a moment to let you know about my new course on choicehacking.com. It's called Behavioral Science and Psychology 101 for Marketers. It's an online mini course that teaches you the fundamentals behind how customers think, feel, and act so you can make your marketing more meaningful and effective. This is a mini course that lots of people have been asking me to put together for a while now. Unlike my flagship course, How to Create Persuasive Experiences, which is much more exhaustive and covers the whole customer journey, this course is tailored specifically for marketers who want to learn the fundamentals of applied behavioral science and psychology in an afternoon or two. Just visit choicehacking.com/marketing to learn more and enroll. Now, on to the show. Hyperbolic discounting says that our brains are hardwired to value immediate rewards, like sleeping in, over long-term rewards, like being physically fit. It basically means people have to outsmart their own brains to perform temporarily painful tasks that create long-term gains.
Someday these kids will be out of the house and you'll regret not spending more time with them.
That's a problem for future Homer. Man, I don't envy that guy.
Just like Homer Simpson, we tend to think of our present self and our future self as two different people. That's why it's easier to stay in bed than to go for an early morning run. Not being in shape is future you's problem. So how can we help our customers beat present you so that their future you gets the benefits of their hard work? Let's start with some strategies that you can use to help customers outsmart hyperbolic discounting. First, put a customer's future you front and center. The reason hyperbolic discounting often wins is that because customers have a hard time imagining themselves aging. To a 20-year-old, 65 feels impossibly far away. So far away that it doesn't even seem real. But research shows that if you can make future you tangible to customers now, it can impact their behavior. For example, the University of Melbourne conducted a study to try and increase savings rates. Researchers gave participants a choice: get a cash payment now or get a more significant deposit straight into a savings account 1 year in the future. But halfway through the experiment, participants saw a digitally aged photo of their own faces. Researchers then led them through an exercise to empathize with their future selves. After the exercise, 75% of people changed their mind about the payment. Instead of getting cash now, they opted to get more money put into their savings account 1 year in the future. As Professor Phil Harris from the University of Melbourne put it, Our research shows that people can be nudged to increase the quality of decisions simply by visualizing the connection between themselves now and in the future more clearly. This strategy can be particularly helpful to brands in banking, insurance, or investment firms because saving now means giving up fun and opportunities. Saving to take care of our older selves is our last priority. Probably the most famous example of using aging visuals to encourage investing is the Merrill Edge Face Retirement Tool. Basically, customers take their photo using a webcam, then the tool shows their face aging. The idea is when you face your older self, it's also easier to face retirement. Get it? It's called the Face Retirement Tool. Face puns. Another strategy that can help customers outsmart their own minds is raising the stakes with social motivation. You might know it by its other name, competition, but research has shown that social motivation helps people stick to healthy habits. Studies have found that competition can also cause people to work out harder and even improve reaction times. For example, the app Strava has challenges. If you're not familiar with Strava, it's a social fitness platform that helps you plan, track, and share your workouts. The most popular sports are running, biking, and swimming. Each challenge has a leaderboard that helps users to compete against their peers. A non-fitness example of using competition to get people motivated is Duolingo, the language learning app. In their leaderboard system, you earn experience points to rise through the ranks. Once you hit the top 10, you're promoted to a higher-tiered leaderboard, or, if you're like me, you're demoted to a lower tier. A 2019 study found that adding a competitive element to tracking exercise increased the amount of time people spent being physically active. Now, before you run out and slap a leaderboard on your product, find out if enough of your customers even like competition. Some people are more motivated by competition than others, who are so turned off by social motivation that they'll opt out of your experience. For example, a meditation app probably isn't a great fit for social motivation, but a gaming app, now that makes a lot of sense, as the context of a game is more competitive to begin with. So most customers have already self-selected as enjoying social motivation. The last strategy that you can use to help customers outsmart hyperbolic discounting is called mental rehearsal. If you can help customers walk through the performance of a task, find points of friction, and create a plan, they're much more likely to stick with something. For those who might not be familiar, a friction point is a concept that originated in usability and product design. There are moments where a user is trying to get something done, but they come up against a mental or physical obstacle. If we use the example of an early morning run, the friction points might be finding and charging your headphones and deciding where to run and for how long, maybe even changing out of your comfortable PJs and lacing up your shoes. If you can help users understand where their natural friction points are and give suggestions on overcoming them, they're more likely to follow through. For example, a fitness app might automatically suggest a new running trail for users to try or send a notification the night before that reminds them to charge their headphones and lay out their running clothes. When it comes down to it, getting difficult things done is hard. There are no easy answers when acting now takes discipline and feels uncomfortable. Making the way smoother for customers is something we should all try to do, but sometimes we and our customers just have to suck it up if we want the benefits that don't show up until after we've done a lot of work. Ronnie Coleman, an 8-time Mr. Olympia bodybuilding champ, summed it up perfectly with this line. Everybody wants to be a bodybuilder, but nobody wants to lift no heavy-ass weights. Thank you for listening to the Choice Hacking Podcast. Don't forget, you can learn more about behavioral science and psychology applied to business when you subscribe to the free Choice Hacking email list. You'll join more than 4,000 really smart UX, CX, and marketing folks from companies like Uber, Google, Coke, and Disney. To sign up, visit choicehacking.com/subscribe. That's choicehacking.com/subscribe. Until next time. I hit record.
quit a job, you can't ignore it. I'm transforming now, these cars and planes, I'm always boarding. Just out touring down in Charlotte like I play for Hornets.